Established as one of London's West End's most popular shows when it opened at the Prince of Wales Theatre in September 2012, Let It Be has been a success around the country, but the biggest task for the onstage Fab Four was recreating the magic of the Beatles in their hometown. Less of a musical, more simply a celebration on those magical songs, there was no narrative as such. Rather, it was an opportunity, some might say an excuse, to play more than 40 of those famous melodies to a live audience. From those I spoke to, though, after the performance, they seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, it was a great time, but I'm a Beatles fan anyway, so...
A massive fan.
Yeah, Beatles fan anyway, so, well, yeah. This is the closest thing you can get, isn't it, to seeing them, so, yeah.
So just keep it alive.
Yeah, keep it alive, yeah. I used to work at the Beatles Story last year. They got rid of me, like...
Yeah, did you enjoy tonight?
Yeah, brilliant.
What was your favourite part of the performance?
I like it all.
How do you think, do you reckon they're close to what, you know, it could have been?
It'd be close enough, yeah.
Did you have a favourite song that was performed tonight?
Yeah, unfortunately didn't sing it.
Oh, they didn't sing it?
Oh,
no, what is it?
I like, before they do Get Back on the Roof, they have I Got a Feeling. John Lennon sings that. That's your favourite song of all time.
So you suggested that, you know, they would perform that one next time, maybe?
Not necessarily, no. They do what they do, like, but that is my favourite song.
Brilliant. It's great. Really good.
Favourite part?
The early years.
Was your favourite song sung tonight?
Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, yeah.
Well, loads of them.
Yeah, loads of them.
Can we sing for you?
Go for it.
La, 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 la. Hey Jude.
You're going to have to rush though if you want to see the show in time, as the final performance takes place on November the 14th.